Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome back to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is March 14th, 2024. Today, I'm going to be talking about the time my mother almost went to prison for 8 years. Because my uncle had broken into my stepfather's store and stole my Christmas presents. So I stated in the last episode, my uncle is the one who introduced my mother and stepfather. Because my uncle worked for my stepfather at one point. And if you knew my mother, you would know that she started her Christmas shopping super early. I mean like early as June or July. And she would stockpile my presents up until Christmas, because she had 4 kids to shop for, and as you know, it can be expensive. So now when they be saying Christmas in July and stuff, I be saying my mother been doing that for years, like that ain't new. And so alongside my stepfather's business, he also had a store, and after he got off from his main job, he would open the store up in the evening. And coincidentally, my uncle and his baby mother lived in an apartment that was attached to the back of the store. Now, keep this in mind, because I'm going to give a little backstory on why where my uncle lived is key to this story. My uncle introduced my mother and my stepfather, but not for the purpose of them falling in love and getting married. He initially was going to try to set my stepfather up with my grandmother, because he is more so in her age range. But my grandmother wasn't interested. Actually, my grandmother said, if I remember correctly, she ain't want that old A-man. So my uncle approached my mother with a scheme to get money out of him. Now, I just have to say, my uncle is kind of con man-ish, womanizer-ish type of man. And before I even go forward with this, I don't know if my stepfather is even aware of this. I don't know if my mother ever clued him in or told him about the plan that was supposed to go forward after the fact, you know, after they got in a relationship and stuff. I have no idea if he even knows about this. And me doing this story time is not for me to be malicious or try to hurt nobody or cause nothing to stir up anything. This is literally just a story time of something else that happened that just so happened to involve me. So therefore, I'm talking about it. Okay, so my uncle wanted my mother to basically string him along, but just to get as much money from him as she could. But at the same time, break him off some money too. So she started talking to him, and that whole plan went out the window, because my mother caught feelings, actually liked him, fell in love, and their relationship grew and it took off. And my mother was getting money from him, because at that point, they were together. That was her man. But she also had her own money too, because she worked. And after my uncle's plan fell apart, he got mad, because he felt like my mother had played him and that my stepfather was giving her money that was somehow owed to him because he hooked them up and she didn't follow through on the plan he had came up with. And now I'm going to get back to the store, because the store is key in this story. He lived in the back of the store with his baby mother. He would be in there every day, and he was the only other person outside of my stepdad and my mom who even knew the presents were in the back storeroom of the store. And at the time, he was still working for my stepdad. But things was kind of rocky. The relationship was kind of nice, nasty, because my uncle was in his feelings. Because my stepfather was really getting money. And he saw that And it seemed like he was kind of jealous, apparently. And he felt like my mother had left him high and dry on that plant. And my stepfather, who he became my stepfather, but at the time that all this happened, they wasn't even married. They wasn't even married at all at that point. He used to walk around with wads of money. And whenever I wanted or asked for something, he would just take it out and give me some money or whatever. And my uncle clearly wasn't happy or content with his pay, or either he was just greedy. I mean, I'm not sure which one. But this situation caused a rift between them. And one day, my stepfather went to open the store, or he went up there for whatever reason, and he discovered somebody had kicked in the side door. And every last one of them Christmas presents was gone. But the crazy part is, my uncle's door to his apartment was only a few feet away from where they would have entered and kicked the door in to get the presents. And I think that when this occurred, my uncle had stopped working for him, because my stepdad and my mom asked him and his baby mother if they heard anything. They said no. Did they have any idea about anything that happened? You know, general questions, you know, but they was acting weird. And it was quite hard to believe, because he literally lived inches away from where somebody would have entered. It was so close to his apartment that you would have had to have heard something, seen something, something. But they was just none to the wise. They ain't know nothing about nothing. And on top of that, again, he had already stopped working for him. He was in his feelings. He was mad about my mother not being a gold digger, and him not getting the money that he thought he was going to be getting, or that he felt he was deserved. So my mother and my stepfather were pissed, like anybody would be. And I'm not sure how much time had gone by, you know, after he had stopped working for him and stuff or whatever. But again, I told you things between them was kind of weird. And that's why I'm starting to feel like I think my mother did tell my stepfather what was up, because I don't know. I just think she might have already had clued him in and told him about the plan that my uncle had that she wasn't down with. And so they was pissed, like anybody would be if they stuff come up missing. And my uncle and his baby mother, as a matter of fact, ended up moving from that building. I don't know if my stepfather told them they had to leave or whatever the case was, but they ended up moving out of there into a house. And it was not far from where we lived, and it was not far from where the store was. So one evening, my mother was upset, like, if you didn't spend this type of money, you're not just going to let it go. You upset. You want to know where your stuff at. You want to try to recuperate your stuff. You want to get it back. And no, they didn't take the route of calling no police and report nothing. No, none of that happened. So one evening, my mother was so upset. She going off. She talking to my stepfather about it. She talking to all of us kids about it, and just going off about it. Like, yeah, we know he did that. Yeah, he mad about this situation, that, this, that, and the third or whatever. And like, they knew he was the one responsible. And she had spent a lot of money at Christmas, and she wanted them gifts back. And so they got their guns, and we all went to their house. Now, I don't know how they knew my uncle was responsible for the robbery, but they was for sure that he was the one. So we go to their house, and everybody is in their emotions and their feelings, mad, angry, ready to fight, argue, upset, ready to throw down. And my mom and my stepfather is upset over the loss of the money and the presents. Everything's just gone, wiped out. So, boom, 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 beating on the door, telling her to open the door, open this door. She talking back through the door saying she ain't open the door, she ain't got nothing to do with that, she don't want to be involved, that he ain't there, yada, yada, yada. And we are upset, and we ain't hearing that, because we ain't going to have no Christmas. So, boom, my stepfather kicked in the door. We run up in their house. We all go up the stairs, because they live in a two-family house. And, you know, if you know how two families is set up, you know that a lot of two families, you got to go up a flight of stairs before you get up into the main part of the house. We get up there and his baby mother is crying, saying he ain't there. She don't know nothing about no presents. She ain't got nothing to do with any of that. They saying, B, why you ain't open the door then? So they questioning her. And I remember we was going from room to room looking everywhere for the presents. But we did not find anything. So then we left. And she called the police and told them all kind of stuff. But stuff that she told them stuff that did happen. But she also told them stuff that didn't happen too. Like she put 100 on 10. Like she was, she just, she made it bigger than it was. She made it seem like somebody was really finna take her life. And like they put the guns up to, she was saying like they put the guns up to her head and to the baby's head and threatened to kill them. But that part ain't true. That was still my little cousin and it was still my mother's niece. And all that was wanted was the stolen gifts. I can't remember if they got arrested, but the situation ended up going to court. And they ended up going to trial. And they got charged for a bunch of stuff, like the gun charges one, breaking and entering, and I don't know what else. At the time, I was still in elementary school. And I was in the sixth grade. And I remember how scary that was when they was facing them charges. I really thought my mother was going to prison for real. And my uncle and his baby mama, they both showed up to court and they both testified against them. And his baby mama was saying stuff like, if you knew her, you would know that this is how she talked. She's like, my mother and it was telling me how she was in court saying she put the gun to the little baby's head and a whole bunch of stuff that made it look so bad for them. But given the fact that my mother and my stepfather didn't really have criminal records, they ain't really been in trouble like that, they ended up getting probation. And I can't remember how long they was on probation. I want to say 4 years, but I really don't remember. I don't know if it was 4 years or 8 years. Now, this is the same uncle who watched our house for us when the stuff with my father went down. And my father left the picture. And he was staying, and we were staying across town at my grandmother's house. He was the one that stayed at our house and was watching the house and stuff. But after that happened, things between them were never the same. I mean, they ended up, you know, making amends and they ended up dealing with each other again, but it was still never the same. It was always still some little funny acting going on and stuff or whatever. But it was never the same. And in case you're wondering, we never seen those presents again. That Christmas was ruined. And my mother and stepfather did their best to piece together a Christmas. Like, they went out and bought more stuff or whatever. And was trying to replace the stuff that was taken. But imagine stockpiling all that stuff over all the months and stuff. It's like, it was just messed up. And they believe he sold them presents. And my uncle has never confessed to that incident and has always said it wasn't him and that he wouldn't do something like that to his family, which leads me to the is the blood thicker than water scenario again, because many things have led me to question it. So I don't know, but I guess that's something that we'll never know if he was responsible for it or not. All right, story seekers, that is all for this episode. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. Oh, yeah. And before I go, come on my YouTube, go on my Instagram, spam the comments. I want to know, do you think my uncle did it? Do you think they accused him wrongly without having all, you know, the evidence they would need? And what do you think you would have done if you were in this situation? All right, I'm out of here. I'll see you next time. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.